It's the entertainment news. I love it. Hannibal Incorporated. This is an article from Time.com. The headline is, Dr. Lecter has spilled a lot of blood and made tons of cash. Wait, that sounds like the Bush administration. It must... No, that's the story. The chilling red dragon continues Hollywood's unlikeliest franchise. Back in 1979, author Thomas Harris was in Mississippi writing a novel about an intrepid detective named Will Graham, who was on the trail of a particularly gruesome serial killer dubbed the Red Dragon. During long nocturnal walks through a cotton field, Harris came up with an ingeniously creepy notion. Graham would seek expert advice from a murderer he had captured years earlier, the baddest serial killer of them all, one Dr. Hannibal Lecter. This week, nearly a quarter century after Harris got the big idea, Red Dragon hits the big screen, the latest film in one of Hollywood's least likely but most lucrative franchises. That's the critically hailed Silence of the Lambs, and last year's bloody operatic Hannibal, both adapted from best-selling Harris novels. Well, they've grossed about $623 million worldwide. If Red Dragon can match Hannibal's performance, the total could approach $1 billion. For this, Universal can thank Anthony Hopkins, the erstwhile London stage actor, now synonymous with the savage and intellectual Lecter. He's Darth Vader, says Red Dragon director Brett Ratner. He's Superman. Well, actually, Superman is Christopher Reeve, who's making incredible progress in regaining movement after years of therapy. You might remember he had a bad horseback riding accident a few years back. Never gives up trying, though, and it's paying off. And he's campaigning for more research on embryonic stem cell research, which is, which has proven itself to be valuable. He'll be talking about that more on CNN's Larry King Live on Monday night at 9 p.m. Other cool stuff, though. Pay-Per-View will be hosting a concert series featuring Jon Bon Jovi. He's been around a lot lately, and he's got a new album out called Bounce. That's coming out on Tuesday, I think. Jackson Browne has a new CD. Can't wait to hear that. Hopefully it'll do some more stuff like Rock Me on the Water. James Taylor, of course, he's got that album. What's it called? Vaguely, October Road. Where have I heard that guy's name? Sounds like a shop or a laundromat I used to go to. Wonder if they have crows in Boston. Maybe I'll have to eat a few if they do. The Wild Girls is a new movie coming to Showtime. It features Chloe Rose and Olivia Newton-John. Chloe, of course, is Olivia's daughter. And, of course, Olivia just happens to be the owner of one of the sweetest singing voices to be that of a star in the 1970s. Shaq's All-Star Roast is on TV somewhere. I think it's on pay-per-view. I became a big fan of Shaq's when he did that movie called Blue Chips with Nick Nolte. Had a real attitude I liked. You can probably understand that. Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter who was murdered in Pakistan, well, his family has decided to celebrate his 39th birthday on October 20th as Global Music Day. Well, I can definitely support that, as well as honoring Daniel Pearl. I'll have a special mix for you here. At least a special mix. Can't get enough of those X-Files. You know, they're on 6 p.m. on TNT. Don't forget, the truth is out there, and the X-Files isn't quite as much science fiction as you think. Sounds ominous, doesn't it? Watch the movie called The One, and then notice at space.com how many black holes are opening up in space. Don't want to scare you or anything, but hey. Oh yeah, here's an interesting one. Birds of Prey. That starts up on Wednesday on Warner Brothers. I guess that's called the WB. It's broadcast TV. It's where David Letterman is. I like Dave. He's kind of goofy. Actually, I used to watch him. He used to have a show on at 9 o'clock in the morning. I believe it was on NBC many, many years ago when, Silverman was around. And it was pretty funny then. I like it even more now, especially when Madonna's on. Sorry, Dave. The other day, one of my favorite newscasters was on Wolf Blitzer Reports on CNN. That was, of course, Walter Cronkite. I think it's... who Lou Dobbs wanted to be when he grew up. Maybe when he grows up, he will be. Anyway, Walter Cronkite always has some insights that make sense. Here's what he had to say the other day. As the debate in Congress continues over the Bush administration's position on Iraq, one critic of the president's policy is a man who has been called the most trusted man in America, legendary CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite. Wolf Blitzer asked, as you know, there's a very famous quote from LBJ, President Johnson, in 1968, who said this upon your return from doing some reporting in Vietnam. He said, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America." Has President Bush right now lost Cronkite? And Walter's answer was, no, I wouldn't say that he's lost Cronkite, and I wouldn't suggest at all that I have that kind of power that Johnson seemed to think I had at that moment. After all, at that moment, President Johnson himself was already making the decision to get out of the war, and I just put one more little needle on the haystack, I think. But right now, what I'm urging in allegiance here with the common cause and elsewhere is that we get the question settled now. For instance, there are many things hanging that bother me, and a lot of other people. I hear this all the time. We read it in the papers all the time from an occasional member of Congress and certainly from columnists and other pundits. The question, I think, a primary question, is in the resolution that the president wants Congress to pass, which would give him the right to go to war at any time he wants, at his own volition and nobody else's. This resolution gives him that right on his desk. It's there, and all he's got to do is say, send in the troops. That doesn't seem to me to be constitutional. And the 8th section of the Constitution in Article 1 says that Congress shall have the power to declare war. It seems to me that at the moment that it's necessary to send the troops, Congress should be at that time advised again and given the opportunity. That, of course, from Walter Cronkite. That's the way it is. We'll get that down one of these days. With that, another quick note about the Steve Martin cut. Thing is, our world is generated in words. You know, that cut that I've got on there. I mean, it's going to offend some people, but always remember, our world is generated in words. And those words only mean what you think they mean. Swear words, dirty words, anything you revolt to is only because you were trained to react that way. The question is, what do you really think? With that, I'll do a quick plug for the Love of the World over on the Union site, www.globaldcunion.org, where we discuss the difference between thought and thinking. And with that, that's a wrap. This is Charles, DemocraticFundamentalism.org. Have a great weekend.